Our Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport at NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia has been busy this week preparing for tonight's resupply mission to the International Space Station, which is flying about 240 miles overhead at 17,000 miles per hour and circles the Earth every 92 minutes. This is Northrop Grumman's 14th resupply mission, and the Cygnus cargo spacecraft sits atop a 14-story Antares rocket. The two-stage rocket will deliver 7,600 pounds of cargo to the awaiting crew astronauts of Expedition 64. After its two-and-a-half-day voyage, the cargo ship will rendezvous with the International Space Station this Sunday morning, October 4th, and stay until mid-December, when it will depart and burn up during a fiery re-entry. The $80 million NASA mission will deliver science investigations, supplies, and equipment. The cargo payload includes crew supplies alongside scientific experiments and even a newly updated $23 million space toilet, officially called the Universal Waste Management System. They are proof testing this vital component for NASA's future journeys to boldly go to the Moon and Mars. I'm here with Keith Kohler with NASA Flight Facility at Wallops Island. Keith, is there any unique characteristic to this launch than the others?
We were originally scheduled for September 29th, and with rain, moved the launch now to October 1st on Thursday, a little bit earlier. Similar to the other missions, we'll be carrying Northrop Grumman's Antares rocket. We'll carry the Cygnus spacecraft, loaded with about 8,000 pounds of cargo, supplies, clothing, experiments, food. So we haven't done this from here anyway since February. So it's good to be able to work through all the issues with, you know, the coronavirus and all those types of things and the weather and everything. So it's good to finally get around to getting this mission off.
The space station is a unique research platform in space. One new scientific experiment focuses on how microgravity can be used to provide cancer therapies by better distinguishing cancer cells from healthy ones. Another experiment is a radish-growing experiment known as plant habitat to improve growing nutritious food in microgravity. There is also a specialized camera that will capture what it's like to be aboard the space station in 360-degree virtual reality, including a spacewalk. To support some commercial activities, there are bottles of skincare serum from Estee Lauder and much more. The rocket is poised to fly out over the Atlantic Ocean, but with good visibility, will be viewable in Washington, D.C. within 60 to 90 seconds after the 9:38 p.m. launch. Also visible at the Delaware beaches 30 to 60 seconds later, and visible 60 seconds later in Virginia Beach. Many people will spend a night with friends and family watching the launch at 9:38 p.m.
This will be a night launch, so people can see it from anywhere, you know, on Delmarva, no problem. NASA TV will come up at 9 p.m., so you can watch that, and then just step outside your door to be able to see the launch. Should be a great night for viewing if we have clear skies.
While the NASA Visitor Center at Wallops Island will not be open for this launch, there are viewing locations on Chincoteague Island and the road towards Assateague Island. The beach at Assateague Island will not be open. Or you can attend the launch virtually and watch live coverage of the countdown commentary starting at 9 p.m. on NASA TV, on the internet at nasa.gov, space.com, and other social media. This is Steve Plotkin for Delmarva Public Media.